My precious Sunday is ruined because of my not-so-precious sister, Emma, who insisted on dragging me to church for some sister time. We walked in to see the priest rushing over.
Welcome in. You must be our new member, Janet.
Whoa! Just then, the holy statues nearby all fell over and shattered to pieces.
It's a bad omen. She's a jinx.
No, no, no!
You devil! Get out of here!
Yep, that's me.
You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation. Hi, my name's Janet. If you think I'm a jinx too, you're seriously wrong. Because animators, rewind that last scene. Pause it right there and... See that? That's my sister, Emma. And fast forward a bit more. Pan over, please. There. That right there is the ringmaster behind my so-called bad luck. You must be wondering why I hadn't exposed Emma that day. It's because everyone is fooled by her naive Cinderella look and never believed how a living angel could do such mischievous deeds. But the truth is, she's the devil. She did everything to make me look like a walking disaster everywhere I go. But who am I, huh? That night, to get back at Emma, I hid under the bed till she was sound asleep, wrapped my icy cold hands around her ankles, jumped out from under the bed, and boo! Emma screamed through the roof, and our parents walked into the room worried just to see me laughing hysterically. Right then, the police on patrol also barged in, thinking something real wrong went on in our house. We ended up spending the night trying to explain to them nothing happened, and they finally left. Do you know how many sleepless nights we've had just because of you girls' petty fights?
That's it. I'm signing you both up to join a community farm from tomorrow.
What? But Dad, I can't live amongst animals and dirt.
For once, I agree with Emma. There's no way I'm going there.
You're not going back till you learn to live with each other.
Living with Emma 24/7? I'd much rather be the jinx now. So the next morning, Mom and Dad drove us to the farm to live off the land and bond together.
But look at this tranquility and picturesque scenery.
Maybe coming here wasn't such a bad idea after all. Suddenly, a loud, obnoxious track started playing from inside my suitcase, startling the animals, and they went rogue!
Stop the music!
But my suitcase was locked. I caught Emma smirking, pressing her phone, and the music suddenly stopped. Once everything was under control, the farmers gave me looks of disapproval. Just when I thought things couldn't be any worse, a trailer nearby slipped off and began to roll downhill, heading straight for an oblivious farmer. Emma immediately swooped in and pushed herself and the farmer out of harm's way, just in the nick of time. Richard, are you okay?
Oh, yes, thanks to this young lady.
You saved my life. What a good luck charm you are.
That trailer has been sitting there for ages without any problems. Why did it suddenly break just now?
Oh, it's my sister. She has this reputation for bringing bad luck wherever she goes. I apologize on her behalf.
No, 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 no! Don't listen to her! She's evil!
That's not something you should say to your sister. Look at her! What an angel!
Emma immediately activated her manipulating power.
Aww! Come on. We got the nicest room for you.
Hey, what about me? The next morning, I was told to milk the cows while Emma didn't even have to lift a finger, just wandering around and pulling pranks on me. In a panic, a guy appeared and helped me out.
What happened here? The hoses are all snipped off.
I'm so sorry about that. It's my sister's stupid prank to get me to look like bad luck.
Interesting. Oh well, we'll hand milk the cows until we get them replaced.
Hand milk? That'd take forever! Emma's gonna have to pay.
Hey, no need for that. I'll give you a hand. I'm Kai, by the way.
He gave the brightest smile, and I instantly felt better. I'm Janet. Thanks for helping me, but which buttons do I push to get milk? Kai cracked up, and I felt like the dumbest thing in the world.
I'm sorry, but that was so cute. Okay, you don't push any buttons. You squeeze it, like this.
Just then, Sylvia walked by and saw us.
Well, well, well. Who makes you smile like that, Kai?
Janet, you are really something, huh?
As she left, I felt my heart racing and saw Kai blushing also. Whew, it sure feels hot like summertime. So, Kai, how long have you been living here?
Just recently. I'm actually a skier from the city too, but I came here due to some stuff.
Come on, let's go sell the milk. Kai and I then made our way to the bustling market. Surprisingly, customers were eager to get their hands on our milk. I was ready to make my first hard-earned cash when suddenly...
You'd better watch out. You'd better not buy. Better not drink this milk right here.
Jinxie, Janet's coming to town.
The crowd buzzed with concern over our milk.
Actually, I thought someone else was a jinx. You see, our milk is especially fresh today, all thanks to my good luck charm, Janet. She and I worked all morning to milk the cows by hand.
Thanks to Kai's words, the crowd was excited again. Just like that, we sold out in just a few hours.
Woohoo!
But when we got home, people started praising Emma for bringing good luck to the business. Actually, it was Kai and me who milked the cows, and more thanks to Kai who did most of the heavy lifting.
She has nothing to do with this.
The room suddenly felt awkward and people started to look away. Only Sylvia cared to acknowledge us.
I see. You two make a great team.
What about us? I think we'll make a better team.
Get off of me, you creep!
Ouch. Feisty.
Oh my gosh, are you okay? Why are you acting like such an animal, Janet?
I'm alright. She may be a bit cold right now, but she'll warm up to me in no time. Right, Princess?
Emma immediately gave me a death stare.
Aiden, why are you here?
I'm here for you, brother dearest. Mom and Dad are worried sick back home.
Holy cow! These two are related, but they're nothing alike!
Well, it does explain why their tension was scorching up the room.
Stop it, you two! Always with the bickering! It's getting late. Janet, will you go and lock the barn door?
Oh, yes, definitely!
But before I reached the barn, a hand suddenly pulled me back.
Keep your claws off of Aiden. He's mine.
Oh, I see. You're smitten with him, huh?
Well, too bad, because he seems to like me instead, sister.
How dare you? Emma dashed ahead of me towards the barn, turned all the lights on, blew on the deafening whistle, and the sheep went wild again. I desperately tried to stop the panic herd, but no use. Only when the farmer showed up and let the shepherd dog do his job was the scene under control.
This is all your fault. You'll bring us nothing but bad luck and chaos.
That's not true. I was trying to help while this was Emma's doing.
Stop with all the blaming and start learning some manners, will you?
I was stunned. Behind Richard, Emma grinned slyly.
She won this time, but not for long. Because how about I steal Emma's crush, aka Aiden, right in front of her?
Well, actually, I didn't really have to steal anything. Because Aiden always found his way to me first. And he also brought Kai along. It was like something was going on between them, and they kept fighting to get my attention.
They showered me with food, fought over the seat next to me at dinner, and wouldn't let me lift anything remotely heavy.
It was getting a little annoying, but seeing Emma fuming with jealousy each time is so worth it.
One afternoon, Kai and I were picking flowers in the field when he gently tucked a flower in my hair.
It looks good on you.
Then, he lifted my face and leaned in closer. I was floating in the summer breeze, ready for a kiss, when we both got shaken up by the engine revving.
Aiden?
Sup, pretty thing. Wanna go out with a date with me?
She's with me. Can't you see?
Well, maybe I'm blinded. Blinded by my love for you.
How about you two can show some brotherly love and go together, huh?
Then I walked off, only to see Emma's blonde head sticking out from the flowers.
Hey Aiden, on second thought, I'd love to go with you. Shall we?
Driving away, I could see Emma furious. And Kai, with sad eyes, following me?
But the thing was, this was hella awkward. I don't feel like flirting if there was no Emma. And he, well, I don't know, couldn't stand it anymore. So I told him to stop at this random clothing store and insisted he try on this fancy suit.
Whoa, you cleaned up nicely, huh?
Do I not look good usually?
Well, you kinda look like a hooligan.
Is that genuine joy I see on your face?
What? I'm always smiling.
Oh, really? You and Kai were ready to bite each other's heads off just then.
You don't know everything about us, Janet. I know you have a thing for him, but I can never let you two be together. Not this time.
We came back to the farm to see Emma waiting for us, all agitated.
You tramp! Isn't Kai enough for you? Now you're playing the double game with Aiden?
And you're just jealous because Aiden doesn't like you.
That's right. I only have eyes for Janet. She and Kai were never together. So quit sticking your nose into our business. Emma couldn't utter a word.
For the first time, she seemed so vulnerable, then rushed away in tears.
Look what you did, brother. Playing with both Emma's and Janet's hearts is a low blow.
You're one to talk. Wasn't the thing with Tina your low blow?
Tina?
Tina who?
Tina was your crush. I had nothing to do with her. It's about time you get over that.
That's not what Tina said. She told me you flirted with her, and you abandoned her when she's falling for you.
She lied, okay? She wanted to use you against me, and never once reciprocated her obsessive behaviors. I just want to leave everything behind and enjoy my life here, with her. So Aiden, please, just let us be. Too bad. She seems to like me instead. Can't you see? She doesn't care if her sister likes me. She still chose me over you.
Dang, those words hit me hard. I didn't realize what I'd done to Emma all along.
It's time to end all these silly sibling conflicts. Guys, stop. Can't you see you're hurting each other just like Emma and I?
Janet, this jerk plays with you and Emma. He deserved a fist or two.
No, Kai. I'm not exactly innocent either. I was also using Aiden to get back at Emma.
You what?
I know. But all these petty revenge doesn't bring us any good. No one wins at all. And honestly, I regretted having hurt Emma. And so should you guys.
You want this golden boy to drop his sky-high ego? Yeah, good luck with that.
I'm not a golden boy, Aiden.
Are you kidding me? With all your success and skiing trophies, Mom and Dad can even see me behind all that. When you left home, they freaked out and made me go looking for you. Do you know the reason I quit skiing and left home? Because Mom and Dad couldn't stop pressuring me. It's suffocating. Every time I stand on the rink, my whole body shakes like crazy. I'm not perfect, Aiden. And I did not want to take away any attention from you. I'm sorry if you ever feel that way.
Well, I didn't know. You could have told us what you'd gone through.
To who? To Mom and Dad? The ones who keep pushing and nagging?
Sorry I wasn't there for you. Heck, I was the worst. Right? You two could work this out. Now if you excuse me, I have my own sibling conflict to resolve. I was about to leave when we heard Emma screaming. Fire! Fire! Help! We immediately rushed to her, and the fire already caught on the haystack. It was spreading fast. I accidentally knocked over the oil lamp. What do we do now?
You go call the firefighter. Aiden, you go get everyone here. Us two, we will go get water. Go, go, go!
Kai and I tried our best to pour bucket after bucket of water, but it only stopped the fire from spreading, not put it out.
We almost exhausted ourselves when the farmers arrived along with the firefighter. And luckily, after half an hour, everything was under control.
Phew! But then, the farmers started surrounding me.
It was because of you, isn't it? Every time incidents happen, you're always on the scene. Coincident? I think not.
There we go again. But this time, I'm too beat up to even say anything. Then, there was Emma, petrified in fear, so I used every last effort to stand up.
That's right, I knocked over the oil lamp and caused this fire.
What are you doing?
It's okay, I'm used to this. No, it was my fault. Janet's just trying to take the ball. In fact, this whole time, I was the one doing all the damage and blaming it on Janet. Was this for real? Emma standing up for me?
You? Is this some kind of childish joke? You could have really harmed everyone here. This is our life work, not your girls' playground.
I'm truly sorry.
That's it. Tomorrow morning, you'll have to leave here for good. Both of you.
We had no choice but to call our parents to pick us up. Meanwhile, I gotta pack my stuff. Hey, I know I've been mean to you since forever, so why did you still take the blame for me? I'm just tired of petty fights. Besides, I feel bad for stealing Aiden away from you. I don't have any feelings for him, and I don't think he falls for me either. I just wanted to mess with you. I figured. I actually heard what you guys were talking about before, and it hit me hard. You know, I used to enjoy being the only child.
Yeah, no kidding.
But honestly, when you came, it felt like all the attention and love was stripped away from me. I felt so lonely and jealous, so I decided to make you the center of attention, but in the worst way possible. I'm sorry. It's okay. It's all in the past now. I just want us to get along. And me not be called a jinx anymore. You got it. The next morning, our parents arrived all angry. We were so ready for a long-term grounding. But once they saw us holding hands, they were pleased.
Honey, I think your plan worked.
I knew it. You two can be little troublemakers, but deep down, you still love each other.
Come on, let's go home.
Can we just wait for a few minutes? I don't want to leave without saying goodbye to Kai. But what took him so long? I gotta get going. Then Kai finally showed up.
Wait up!
I rushed out of the car and ran to give him a big hug. I thought you wouldn't come to say goodbye.
How could I not? Especially when you forget the most important thing.
Really? What is it?
It's me, you silly.
Oh, you're coming back to the city?
Yes, I have a reason to be back now. To the city, to skiing,
and what is it?
It's you.
Suddenly, a tree fell over right beside us and crashed the mailbox, causing all of the mail to fly out.
You really are bad luck, aren't you?
Hey, that tree was already rotten. And don't you think that it barely missing us means I'm good luck?
I'm just kidding.